do look into it and investigate it and put in place systems to make sure that maybe something like this can't happen again. So I think now over the next couple of weeks, what we need to do is just give them time to get that done and see what the recommendations are whenever they publish a report.
You've pointed out that Paddy Keeney was a big supporter of the hospital, volunteered there on a regular basis, helped patients and had done so for years, and that makes what's happened all the more poignant.
I don't think there would have been anybody in Quebec who would have been as big a supporter of the hospital, and so delighted really to see that facility there, because Paddy used to help out in the day centre, and he would cut some of the men's patients' hair and stuff like that, you know, so he was really part of the hospital and spent an awful lot of his time there, you know, and it's kind of, as you say, it is a bit poignant that something like this would happen to him then, that he would end his days in this way through the connection with the hospital.
You've pointed out that there is a tradition of open access to the hospital. People can come in at any time that suits, really, to visit relatives, to visit friends, and as part of the review, that may have to be looked at and a balance may have to be struck here.
That's right. It really was open to the town, and people really did have great access to it and could just go in and see people. I suppose any review that takes place, they will probably look to have increased security measures to maybe to ensure that patients aren't able to wander. And there will be a requirement for a compromise on that, a trade-off in terms of the access and the freedom of access that the public have and that friends and relatives have. And they need to be secure with the patients as well.